produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Around you were there, encouraging words were few. You said you care, and those lonely nights, your hand to hold was extended out to me. And you held me through the night because you love me.
Thank God for his presence. Thank God for his power. I know you enjoyed that time of worship. Worship is so vital to our lives. It's how we live. It's in worship that we get our instructions from God. He speaks to us. He tells us who we are so that we can rise up and be who he's called us to be. Well, I'm excited about the word today I'm sharing with you. I believe that it's going to give you some hope. It's going to give you the strength that you need in this season. Many of us are trying to figure out, what is God saying? What is God doing? What is he doing with me right now? Things feel different. And I'm telling you, if you feel that things are different, it's because they are. It's not by mistake. It's not an accident that you're feeling what you're feeling right now, because you are in a new season. Welcome. You are in a new season. I know it doesn't feel good sometimes, but God knows exactly what he's doing. He's establishing you in a new place. And so the scripture that we're sharing today is coming from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." Yeah, you say it. A new thing. He says, "Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I'm telling you that God is doing something new in your life. And I know you don't feel the same way. It's okay. It's not about a feeling. It is by faith. We receive what God is saying to us. Now, when we look at this, we look at the fact that he's saying something to us specifically. He says, "Remember not the former things." To remember means to put the pieces back together again. To remember means to reattach and to realign some things. And many of us are trying to get back to what was normal. We're trying to get back to a place where we used to be. But God is saying, don't put those pieces together again, because I'm done with that era. I'm done with that thing. I'm done using the tools that were good for you in that time. So I'm giving you something fresh. I'm giving you something new. This is a new anointing. Come on, say it. It is a new anointing. It is something fresh from God. He says, "Remember ye not." Don't put those those things back together. Stop attaching things to you from the old day. Even if it was last year, if it was 10 years ago, maybe it was yesterday. If you've made a change, if you've stepped over into the new season today, I'm telling you, stop reattaching the things from yesterday to you because they do not fit. I'm telling you, they don't fit. He says, remember ye not the former things. Watch this. Neither consider the things of old. In order to consider something, it means that you go to the old paradigm. You go to the old way of thinking. When you consider the old, that's the problem with receiving new things. Many times we have a problem receiving what's new because we keep comparing it, or we keep funneling it or filtering it through the old system. We keep filtering it through what we've known before. And can I tell you, what you've known before was for the season you were in, but God has invited you. God has ushered you. Come on. If you woke up this morning, it's because He was inviting you into a new day. He was inviting you into a new season. And guess what? It is against the law to go back into yesterday. I can't hear nobody. It is against the law to go back into the old. Why? If you notice, you can always look back to yesterday. You can remember yesterday in your mind, but you can never go back to yesterday. Yeah, there are no time machines that's going to take you back to yesterday. The reason that is because God finished yesterday what He was trying to do in you. Lord, help me here. He finished yesterday in what He was trying to do in the day of yesterday. And so He gave you a gift. And not only did He give you a gift of today, He made you a gift for today. You have something fresh. You have something new. You have new oil, new wine. This is the place where you use the new tools. This is the place where you use the fresh anointing to do what God is doing in your life. So he says, remember ye not the former things. Remember, don't attach the old things to you because that doesn't work in this season. He says, don't consider the things of old. Forget about yesterday. You got brand new mercies today. Forget about yesterday. You've got brand new grace today. You've got brand new oil today. And he says this. He says, behold. Behold. Now, when you say behold, it is an announcement. It is saying, look. He's saying, look at this. Give me your attention. Why does God have to require our attention? He has to ask for our attention because if not, we'll keep looking like we looked yesterday. I can't hear nobody. It's just a casual looking. It's just the norm. So you're not expecting God to do anything spectacular. You're not expecting God to do anything special. You expect to just keep waking up and living your life the mundane way you've been living it. You've been expecting to just do the same things you've been doing. But he says, behold, which means give me your attention. Give me your attention because what? I'm about to make an announcement. Lord, help me here. Can I tell you, you don't need an announcement for regular programming. Glory to God. You don't need an announcement if things are going to be the same way they've been. You don't need an announcement for that. The only time God makes an announcement is because He's trying to get your attention to look at something differently. He said, look, I know you've been seeing your life one way, but behold, hallelujah, look a here, as the old folk would say, look a here. I need to show you something. I am doing something new. I am doing something new. And so you can't be like Samuel, when he was unfamiliar with the voice of God. He heard the voice of the Lord calling his name. And what did he do? He ran to Eli. Eli was the old regime. Eli was the old system. Eli was the old way. He thought the old way would be able to instruct him for the new way. Lord, help me here. That's why we've got to be careful with traditions. Traditions are they're victories that we've had that cause us to be stuck in a time. It causes us to be stuck in a way, stuck in an era. But God is trying to move us, come on, from glory to glory. Come on, somebody say it. He's trying to move me from glory to glory. He's trying to move me from faith to faith. Yes, He's dealt to every man the measure of faith, but there is something about the faith He's given you. If you exercise it, if you sow it, it will grow. And so He's trying to move us from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And so Samuel goes to Eli and he's saying, I heard you call me. Eli said, it wasn't me. Can I tell you, you're frustrated because you keep trying to do the old thing like you used to do the old thing. You keep running to the old thing like it's calling you. And it's saying, I can't even take credit for this. I don't even know what's going on. Come on. It used to work for me. I used to be the way. Eli, come on. He was the prophet of God. He was the priest. Come on. And so God used him in a season. He used him for a time. But the Bible says that his eyes now have become dim. Glory to God. Where he used to be the light, where it used to shine, his eyes now have become dim. And so Eli finally gets it. And he says, this isn't me. This isn't the old. This isn't my regime. God is doing something new. God is not speaking to him through me anymore. God wants to talk to him. Oh, Lord, did you hear what the Holy Ghost just said to you? You're not in church right now. Come on. You're not around all of the churchy people. So you can't always hear somebody prophesy to you. And now God wants to talk to you for himself. Come on. It used to be a time that you couldn't hear his voice. But now you've got to set yourself to hear what God is saying. Quiet yourself in this season so that he can explain to you, so that he can tell you what this new thing is. So he says again, remember ye not the former thing. Stop running to Eli. Come on. Stop running to the old system. Stop running to the old way, trying to figure out what God is doing right now. God wants to deal with you personally. He wants a relationship with you one on one so that he can reveal to you what he's doing in this new season. He says, behold, I will do a new thing now. I love that, because if you read the scripture, there is no period after new thing. There is a comma, depending on the translation that you look at it in. There's either a comma or a semicolon. It's just a pause. He says, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. When is it happening? It's happening now. Come on. You've been believing God for your tomorrow. Well, today is tomorrow. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And you are the one that God has chosen in this hour to do the work of the Lord. So he says, forget the former thing. Don't consider the things of old. Look now, I'm making an announcement. I'm doing something new, semicolon, comma, now it shall spring forth. Here's the reason many people miss the now of God. We miss the now of God because it happens right on the heels of the old. Did you hear what I said? We miss the now because it happens right on the heels of an old. You understand that an exit is also an entrance. Come on. You're leaving one season and you're entering into another. And so what God is saying to you now is, don't miss it. He said, it's happening now. Shall you not know it? Have you not perceived that something is happening? Come on. This isn't just something happening in you, but your body, your mind, your spirit is responding to what God is doing in the atmosphere, to what God is doing in the cosmos, to what God is doing in the world. And the reason you are here is because you, my brothers and my sisters, you are a part of God's plan for now. Let that sink in. You are a part of God's plan for now. Why don't you say that? I am a part of God's plan for now. I know you look at the times of old and different eras and you say, you know, I couldn't have lived during that time, or I couldn't have stood during that time. And the truth is, you probably couldn't. But guess what? God knew that you would be able to deal with this time. He equipped you for this time. He equipped you for the now. So whatever comes, listen to what I got to say. Whatever comes in this season, whatever comes in this now, you have been built for it. Somebody say, I've been built for this. Yes, I've been built for this new season. I've been equipped for this season. Everything that I've gone through has been to get me to this place. Everything, oh my God, that I've gone through, every pain I've had, every trial I've had, every situation I've gone through has brought me to this. And even though what I feel like is another situation, my God, the reason I'm in this situation is because there is something in me that God is trying to stir up. My God, there is something in you that God is trying to stir up in you so that you can be effective in this season. What did Paul tell Timothy? He said, stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of you. You may not think you have gifts, but can I tell you, you have the gift of God. My God. And until he reveals to you those gifts that you have, understand that the gift you have is God. And God is going to reveal himself in this season. He's going to use you like never before. But what you have to do now, since you know God is going to do something, since you know it's happening right now, you have to embrace the new. You have to embrace the new. Embrace the new. Pull it into you. Don't reject it. How do I reject it? I reject it by pushing it aside. I reject it by saying, not me, not now. I reject it by saying, God, use somebody else. Somebody else is more anointed. Somebody else, come on, has the power to do that. But no, don't reject what God is doing in you. It is new. I know you used to pray a certain way, but God is stirring up new prayers in you. I know your confession and your declaration used to be different, and you used to just talk to your house. But I'm telling you, now it's time to talk to atmospheres. Now it's time to talk to the world. Now it's time to talk to your neighborhood, to talk to nations. It's time to talk in the spirit realm, because God has given you authority to walk in new places in this season. He says this. He says, forget the old stuff. Get out of the old regime. Get out of the old paradigm, the old way of thinking. I'm doing something new, and I'm doing it now. He says, I will make a way. Oh, that's enough to shout on right there. I will make a way. And listen, whenever God says I'm going to or I will, remember that his name is I am. I almost shouted right there. Whenever he says, I will, or I shall, remember his name is I am. And whenever he says, I will, it's all because I am. He says, I'm not just going to do it. I am doing it. I'm making a way in the wilderness. I'm making a way where it seems to be no way. He says, I am causing rivers in the desert. Now listen, I'm causing rivers in your desert. You have been experiencing some desert places. You've been experiencing some dryness. But God says, I'm not just sending you a pond. I can't hear nobody. I'm not just sending you droplets of rain. This ain't just a shower, baby. This ain't even the rain itself. He says, but I'm sending enough rain to cause rivers in the desert. Now, that sounds impossible. But let me tell you why it's impossible to some and not impossible to you. It's not impossible to you because you are a believer. The Bible says that all things are possible to them that believe. So if you came into this setting, if you came into this service, if you came into this moment as a believer and you're hearing what God is saying, it literally opens you up to receive what you need from the Lord. I know you couldn't have gotten it yesterday, but God was doing something else yesterday, but today. Come on. Today is your day of receiving. Today is your day of acceptance. So I admonish you. I encourage you, people of God, receive, embrace the new of God, because he wants to do it in your life today. Can you receive that word? Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you on behalf of your people. Father, we realize that you've got to be doing something different. This old stuff has been frustrating us, and it's been frustrating us for a reason, because you've been trying to get us to a new place. And so here we are. We simply respond to you with yes. We say yes, Lord, because yes is our verbal signature on the contract. So we sign the contract that you've placed before us to receive new benefits, to receive new oil, to receive new wine. And we say, as Mary said, be it unto us as you have spoken. We receive this word. We receive the new. God bless you. Can I ask you a question? How is your life right now? Are you struggling? Are you having issues with life? What would happen right now if you were to die? Where would you spend eternity? If you don't know the answer to that question, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The formula is simple. You don't have to run around the room. You don't have to flip. All you've got to do is believe. The Bible declares that if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he was sent to the earth to live a life and to die for our sins, and he rose again for our salvation, you can be saved. Believe that in your heart and confess him as Lord. I'm not asking you to confess your issues and say what you've gone through. None of that even matters. If you accept the Lord Jesus, it's all under the blood. Now, the formula is simple. Believe, confess, and then he tells his disciples to follow me. You say, I don't know how to live this life. I don't know where I'm going. Jesus knows the way. So believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. If you just confessed it, if you just asked him into your heart, I want to welcome you to the family of Christ. God bless you.
When no one else was around, you were there. Encouraging words were few. You said you care. And those lonely nights, your hand to hold was extended out to me. And you held me through the night because you love me. So I will show my love for you in return. In a fire of passion and love for you I burn. Feet and to kiss the very thing that brought me out of darkness into the light. That's why I'll kiss the sun. Times when I felt that I wouldn't make it through. Pushed away by guilt and shame, so far from you. Even though I know I don't deserve a thing you've given me, it makes me wanna love you that much more. So now I press toward the mark with a made up mind. I'm determined to walk in your ways through rain or shine. This Christian race, I'll rise triumphantly just to stand before your throne in victory. That's why I'll
I'm nations, and with one great voice, God, we will proclaim.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.